Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The financial troubles in Lawrence and the controversies because of them are now an issue in this year's gubernatorial race. Independent candidate Tim Cahill has called for an outside audit of the city's finances. Both Cahill and Republican Charlie Baker say the state should take over by either putting Lawrence into receivership or appointing a control board. But as WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tones reports, there are lots of questions about what that might mean.
Lawrence has raised taxes and laid off dozens of employees in the past year, but neighboring towns now say it has gone too far. Lawrence has laid off so many firefighters that surrounding communities are having to bear too much of the cost of fighting fires in the city. The Firefighters Union says Lawrence should get more aid from the state to hire back some of the 23 firefighters who were laid off. But the state is already giving more local aid to Lawrence than any other city. This has led to a bitter dispute among some lawmakers. At a meeting last week that was supposed to be about fighting fires, elected officials ended up in an argument about whether the state should step in and appoint a control board.
How does a control board fix the problem, Senator? Tell me, without more revenue or concessions from it.
Democrat David Teresi represents Lawrence and North Andover at the State House. He's arguing with Republican Senator Bruce Tarr.
I'm going to tell you very squarely, I think the control board would have more ability to maneuver through this situation.
How do they maneuver? What does that mean, maneuver?
Well, let me ask, is the control board going to be able to call people to the table and have negotiations? Is the control board going to be able to modify contracts? Is the control board?
They didn't modify contracts in Springfield. They didn't modify them in Chelsea. So you're being disingenuous this whole room, Senator Thomas.
They raise taxes.
There's widespread belief that a control board and receiver can rewrite labor contracts. Republican candidate Charlie Baker is in that camp.
A receiver certainly has the capacity to void and renegotiate all kinds of contracts.
Andy says that Governor Deval Patrick should have been tougher in its oversight of Lawrence.
Before the state put one dime into supporting this, the state should have put a far more aggressive and professional management structure in place to deal with it.
But according to people involved in those previous projects in Chelsea and Springfield, the state didn't have the power to change the terms of existing contracts. Stephen McGoldrick was the chief of staff to the receiver in Chelsea.
There's an urban myth out there that the Chelsea Receivership Act and the Springfield Finance Control Act allowed the control board to do whatever the hell they pleased. Whatever we did in Chelsea, we still had to negotiate. Whatever was done in Springfield, they still had to negotiate.
But the receiver did have more leverage in Chelsea, in part because the unions believed bankruptcy was imminent. That's according to Eric Criss. He was Assistant Secretary of Administration and Finance for the William Weld Administration at the time the city of Chelsea went under state control.
In Chelsea, at the time that this was done, there was the general feeling that bankruptcy was a true and likely course of action. And the threat of bankruptcy filing, which would have, of course, voided the labor contracts, was enough of a threat to get the labor unions to negotiate, I would say, in a relatively straightforward manner compared to the usual state of affairs.
Criss says things changed by the time Springfield went under state control.
The risk and thought about bankruptcy had shifted, and I think the labor unions really caught on that this was a very unlikely course, and therefore the threat was correspondingly reduced. And as it was reduced, the labor negotiations became protracted.
But even without the threat of bankruptcy, a receiver does have some advantage. Many people involved in the takeover of Chelsea and Springfield say that because they came in as outsiders, they were much freer. They didn't have to worry about running for election, and personal relationships didn't get in the way of cost cutting. The Patrick administration says that for now, Lawrence is moving in the right direction. The administration appointed an overseer, Robert Nunes, to monitor the city's finances. Nunes has the power to call for a control board or receiver if the city does not balance its books, but he doesn't see the need to do it.
The city has a balanced budget. I am confident and optimistic that the Bureau of Accounts will certify the city's tax rate in December. Again, so there is no need for a control board now, and there will be no need for a control board in December as we move forward.
For now, it's up to the city of Lawrence and its unions to find a way out of its mess. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonas.